The Corporation Commission imposed moratorium on power shutoffs has ended. Regulators instituted it over the summer after a Sun City West woman died after her power was turned off over the roughly $50 she owed to APS. And the utility says as a result of the moratorium, around 88,000 ratepayers owe more than $30 million. But for many of those customers, it's still going to be a challenge to pay their bills now. Joining me to talk about efforts to help them is Carolyn Strong. She's director of the Resource Center at St. Vincent de Paul, which works with people experiencing homelessness and those at risk of homelessness. And Carolyn, how have you been planning and preparing for this day when the moratorium ends?
With a number of other stakeholders that APS pulled together, we've been planning for 5 or 6 months now around communication, understanding the population that's struggling with the rates and being prepared. How do we be best prepared to assist people when this day arrives?
When you talk about the communication piece, are you talking mostly about letting people know how they would be paying their bills back when they had to pay the overdue service charge back?
The communication has included taking a deep dive into the verbiage that APS uses when they communicate, whether a mailer, a door handler, or a phone call. So we work with them to make sure that the language that's being used is very basic, very understandable, easy for most people to be able to read. And then working with them around this moratorium period, what that means for the customer and what it's going to mean when the today comes that the moratorium is lifted and people can now be subject to disconnects again.
What are you seeing from folks and what are you hearing from folks, either those who paid some of their bills in the summer or those who maybe didn't pay their bills in the summer and you know, folks who now have to start paying it back? What are you hearing from people about how they're planning on doing that, if they're able to start doing that?
The majority of the people that we see are at a loss for how to handle this. They are low-income households, and they're struggling with how to pay the rents that have gone up through the ceiling lately and how to pay the utility bill that may have a rate that's too much for them. So what we know is happening is that people are deciding, I need to pay my rent this month. I'll pay my utilities next month. And then there could be another crisis, a car breakdown, you know, a tire or some other kind of emergency that pops up. And then that money that they intended to use for utilities will actually be put toward the next crisis. So what we know is that people are really struggling with low paying, low wage jobs. And as I said, rental costs that are beyond what many people can afford now, and utility bills that are beyond their affordability as well.
Well, it kind of sounds like what you're saying is that the people with whom you're working are dealing with the same problems that they would have been dealing with in June, July, August. They're just dealing with them now. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely. This happens every summer. This has been exacerbated by the four-month moratorium. Because many people felt that they had a break, not really looking at the long-term consequences for what's going to happen when it's time to pay up.
So you think the moratorium might have actually made things worse?
It did, absolutely. And it was very difficult for the commissioners, I know, to figure out what should be done at such a short notice. But since then, there's really more communication with their staff around how we might be prepared for this in the future. This is going to happen again next summer. And if we can only hope that most people will have caught up this four-month period off and are somehow managing to remain current.
So in the days and the weeks and the months to come, when ratepayers of APS and other utilities that were under this moratorium continue to have to pay their bills back, are you expecting that there will be more people, for example, going to food banks or maybe more people becoming homeless because they have to make those difficult choices and can't afford to both pay their utility bill and pay for food or pay for rent or make their car payments, things like that?
All of the above. Yes. there will be more people coming in crisis. There will be more people who will become homeless. There will be more people who are panicked because they live in situations where if they don't have their utilities on, they can be evicted. We anticipate there will be more medical crisis. It's what poor people deal with, the kind of stress and tyranny of the moment that poor people live with daily. And this is just compounded. It's just, you know, worse now.
So are groups like yours and maybe others around the Valley in a position to be able to help folks who need those extra services?
We will continue. I know St. Vincent de Paul will continue to help people to the degree that we can. At this organization, our funds are very close to being depleted. Unless APS or the heavens open and somebody drops a fortune on us, this is going to be a really serious community crisis. The community needs to have a brilliant response to how we deal with what's about to happen. And it may not just be money. APS may make some changes. Other utilities may make some changes. Who knows what will happen in terms of rates or how to work with people who are really making ends meet with a low wage. So there are some other ways that this situation will need to be addressed.
All right. That's Carolyn Strong. She directs the Resource Center at St. Vincent de Paul. Carolyn, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.